we can also see the tale of two fathers from the late 1700s. First, let's look at someone who was faithful with a small start, 11 children in his family. He spent an hour each day praying for and speaking blessing over each of his children. His name is Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards was a Puritan preacher in the 1700s. He was one of the most respected preachers in his day. He attended Yale at the age of 13 and later went on to become the president of Princeton College. He married his wife Sarah in 1727, and they were blessed with 11 children. Every night, when Mr. Edwards was home, he would spend an hour conversing with his family and then praying a blessing over each child. Jonathan and his wife Sarah passed on a great, godly legacy to their 11 children. An American educator, A.E. Winship, decided to trace the descendants of Jonathan Edwards almost 150 years after his death. His findings are remarkable, especially when compared to another man from the same time period known as Max Jukes. Jonathan Edwards' legacy includes one U.S. vice president, one dean of a law school, one dean of a medical school, three U.S. senators, three governors, three mayors, 13 college presidents, 30 judges, 60 doctors, 65 professors, 75 military officers, 80 public office holders, 100 lawyers, 100 clergymen, and 285 college graduates. How may this be explained? Edwards was a godly man, but he was also hardworking, intelligent, and moral. Furthermore, Winship states, much of the capacity and talent, intensity, and character of the more than 1,400 of Edwards' family is due to Mrs. Edwards. Max Jukes' legacy came to people's attention when the family trees of 42 different men in the New York prison system were traced back to him. He lived in New York at about the same period as Edwards. The Jukes family originally was studied by sociologist Richard L. Dugdale in 1877. Jukes' descendants included 7 murderers, 60 thieves, 190 prostitutes, 150 other convicts, 310 paupers, and 440 who were physically wrecked by addiction to alcohol. Of the 1,200 descendants that were studied, 300 died prematurely. These contrasting legacies provide an example of what some call the five-generation rule. How a parent raises their child, the love they give, the values they teach, the emotional environment they offer, the education they provide, influences not only their children, but the four generations to follow, either for good or evil. What a challenging thought. If someone studied your descendants 4 generations later, what would you want them to discover? Do you want an Edwards legacy or a Jukes legacy? The life you live will determine the legacy you leave. Coaching point. An hour an evening talking and praying produced the Edwards family tree. I believe this describes the type of passion that Jonathan Edwards had for his legacy. We must teach our children the ways of God so diligently that they will never forget them. We must imprint them so strongly in their hearts that they will faithfully pass them on to the following generations. One preacher said, "The test of a parent's Christianity is his children's children. It is not enough that my children walk in the ways of the Lord. The true test is whether my grandchildren and great-grandchildren continue to walk in God's ways." Edwards has a track record that merits our consideration if we ever hope to do likewise. Did you notice his daily hour of prayer and blessing over his family? Jonathan Edwards knew what he was trying to establish. Do we want this to be a part of your story? Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps His covenant and His loving kindness to a 1,000th generation with those who love Him and keep His commandments. Deuteronomy 7:9. What would 1,000 generations of your progeny look like in heaven? I want to give myself to that love relationship with Jesus, receiving His amazing love, His unchanging love, His affirming love, His comforting love. So I will impact thousands.